Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Jalen Waddle back with a vengeance. I believe, I know that his production on Sunday, I think it was 144 yards. It's the second most yards he's ever had in his career. My God, he had 1 foot in the grave. He had 1 foot in the dirt. Matt, I mean, are you kidding me? Jalen Waddle out of nowhere back with the big time vengeance.
Yeah, I was going to say we're doing this real or mirage. And, you know, as we just said, like, yeah, we just talked about this Debo stuff. And this is kind of what we just said. Jalen Waddle and Jordan Addison, the guy we're going to talk about next, especially Jordan Addison, kind of shoved it in our faces. Some of what we said about them last week. Although Waddle, yeah, a little bit different, because I've never really lost faith in Waddle, the player, like as a very good wide receiver. In fact, like, the more I watch of the season, especially coming off of this game, the more I think, like, I think that the Dolphins should probably design some more stuff for Waddle and design less stuff for Tyreek Hill. Because I think Waddle, like, he has a lot of juice, man. And I said all offseason that I think 2023 was his best season from a film perspective. It was certainly his best year from a reception perception perspective, like beating man coverage and press coverage consistently on the outside. And he plays the most difficult role in this offense. That does lead us to some high wire acts in terms of him as a producer. That's really the thing here. The production for Waddle was mostly due to role and the emergence of other players. And those other players are still out there. I mean, Jonnu Smith is the one who leads the team in targets and all. He actually is the only one with more than 20% of the first read targets, according to Fantasy Points data. And, like, there's no reason that should change. That should absolutely not change because he's been awesome this year. He's been such a fantastic player for the Miami Dolphins, and I think they should continue to prioritize his role. What is he on a 1 year contract? I don't even know, like, what the deal is with Jonnu's contract, or like how long. I'm trying to look it up right now in terms of how long he's going to be there. But yeah, shoot, like, the damn Dolphins have kind of needed a second pitch for a while. Looks like he actually is tied to the team in 2025. They could get out of his contract, but they probably ought to maybe give him a contract extension at age 30, not get out of that contract. But anyways, the Dolphins have always kind of needed a third pitch to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, like just a real quality third option. Smith has absolutely been that guy. Now I think it would be good to just incorporate some more designed stuff for Jalen Waddle, some more deeper targets for him. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Tua in this game too. This was not one of the games that I saw much of on Sunday, so I had to go back and rewatch it this morning.
Right.
I think Tua played great in this game. I think he's played with just a lot of guts, I would say, lately. He just feels like he's in real control of this offense. He always feels like he's in really good control and has a good handle on what this offense wants him to do. And I thought he was really firing balls downfield in this game in particular. So a very good game for Tua, and obviously that bled over to Jalen Waddle as well.
I'll say this about Tua. I think you're right. He had a great game against New England, but New England's not a very good team. I feel as if Miami is one of the better front-running teams in the NFL. When they've got a lead and they're in control, my God, good luck catching up. You're just not going to do it, right? Yeah. But their record against winning teams, their record, especially against Buffalo, has been really poor. I think this offense gives bad defenses really bad fits, but for some reason, when they're going up and they need first downs, they need scores, this team is a little, it lacks a little juice. I'll just put it that way.
I feel you. That's why I'm really interested to see this game on Thursday night, Thanksgiving. It's probably the game I'm.
What, in Green Bay? Here.
Yeah. So that's probably the one I'm looking forward to the most.
It's going to be gross, man. I mean, the weather reports are not good, right? And Tua in cold weather games is atrocious.
Oh, no.
He is atrocious.
So right.
And yeah, no, this is supposed to be a really cold game in Green Bay. It's not going to be. I don't think it's going to be good, man. Tua, again, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but he's got way more interceptions than touchdowns in cold weather. I don't think he's won a game. As a matter of fact, I know he has not won a game in sub 40 degree temperatures. And this game, I think, is supposed to be in the 30s, if not lower. It might be, actually, it's at nighttime, so it might be in the 20s. It's going to be ugly. I mean, at least if you buy the weather stuff, and I 100% do. He just hasn't looked good in cold weather, so I don't know. That Thursday night game could be a little bit problematic, Matt.
Yeah, no, I feel you, especially because we'll talk about the Packers in a little bit, but they look like a great cold weather team at this point. So yeah, yeah. It's on paper, before considering the weather, it looks like probably the best matchup of the day, just because the Dolphins have kind of turned their season around and like they're actually not completely irrelevant at this point.
Yeah,
Tua in cold weather, that's tough, because otherwise I think they're a good matchup for this Packers defense and kind of what they do well, and I think their defense actually is an intriguing matchup against Green Bay's passing game in particular, maybe not so much the run game, but yeah, I agree. Now you've got me kind of I was thinking about like, all right, let's hold off the alcohol consumption. Let's lighten the load and uh-huh. be aware of what's going on in that Thursday night game. Maybe not so much now. We'll see.
I don't know. Tua did say after the game he's ready to beat those allegations. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. He's coming in motivated, but I mean, history would tell us that he doesn't play too good in cold weather. So I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, well, regardless, I feel pretty good about the Jaylen Waddle stuff. I'd like to see more of this, because for him, I don't think any of this sort of low statistical output, I don't really think has been a Jaylen Waddle issue. I would like to see more. I'd like to see more designed stuff to him. More like, okay, we're clearing space for Jaylen Waddle, because I do think he's a really dynamic football player.